Welcome to the Modern Magic Podcast. I am your host, Maren Altman. I am an astrologer, author, and serial spiritual entrepreneur. This podcast features conversations around astrology, related spirituality, and provocative world events that we can all serve to take a bit of time to contemplate and engage with the modern magic around us. If you do appreciate this conversation, I would appreciate a rating and review on Apple Podcasts. It really does help out the show to reach more listeners. With that out of the way, let's engage in the present listening moment and hear about some modern magic. Welcome to the Modern Magic Podcast for our very first monthly forecast for 2021 for the new year. And if you're new here, this is a good episode to join us. I am Maren. I'm an astrologer, an author. I do lots of things. I wear lots of hats. I'm a cryptocurrency enthusiast. And currently, I'm bringing you the January 2021 astrology energy update and forecast. So, excitingly enough, there have been a lot of transits and a lot of energetic shifts that make 2021 and especially its entrance very different from 2020. Not necessarily, you know, all out better, but very different, which in some ways you could argue is better just by virtue of being contrasting. But in this episode, we're going to run through the upcoming astrology, run through what to expect energetically and the important dates. And in the meantime, I have several courses if you're feeling the bug to learn in this new year. A little bit about the astrology, if 2020 gave you a bit of whiplash, if you want to understand how to predict, work alongside, understand the world cycles, this could be a great time for you to do so. And to get you started, my Rise Into Yourself Rising Sign Starter course is a great intro if you are just learning about astrology and want to get into understanding your own chart, because the rising sign is the entrance to the personality and the life and dictates how things manifest on a lifelong level in life events and in energetic themes. So if you want to get that, all the info for my website and courses is down below, and would love to have you join the Rise Into Yourself course. And as always, I have my monthly or my Modern Magic membership, which has monthly perks like first access to consultations, which always sell out via my members because there's so many of us now and the demand is growing, along with awesome early access to content, monthly exclusive content like iOS widgets, and always, you know, big Discord group and Facebook group shared channels that we can all connect on. So if all that sounds good, you can check that down below. But in the meantime, let's get into the January forecast. As always as well, the video version for YouTube is linked, and that will be in the show notes. So we'll see you on the other side. Serious, but it's new. And it's rare that the astrological calendar lines up with our arbitrary monthly calendar, but in this case, it really does feel like a fresh new beginning. So if you're excited to dive into what this January of 2021 holds for you and the collective, make sure that you like, subscribe, and hit that notification bell so that you are always up to date with what the stars have in store for you. This video is brought to you by my very own revamped and updated Astrology Academy. So this course I launched a few months ago, but in the process, I've been making some tweaks and updates, and I'm so excited to promote those as they're coming along. The webinars I have down below on starting to learn astrology and meeting the moon in astrology are free 1-hour webinars. If you also like want to just find out what I'm all about and the more introductory realm of astrology, those are great free webinars down below. So check those out. Hi, I'm Maren. If you are new here, so nice to meet you. I am an astrologer, an author, and a graduate student in philosophy. I combine traditional Hellenistic astrological techniques with modern psychological counseling dynamics in order to provide grounded guidance. So we are starting off the month with Mercury conjunct Pluto in Capricorn. And this itself, you know, Mercury transits are pretty quick. They are not necessarily the most impactful indicator in the sky. But the fact that Mercury is conjoining the really psychologically transformative and provocative Pluto in the beginning of the month, I think does set the tone, because anything that something is started with, for example, like the starting point of the year, is going to be impactful just due to the fact that it's what we remember at the beginning. and Mercury as communication and the general new sphere or the thought of the collective is conjunct transformative, regenerative, dark underworld Pluto in Capricorn. So I think that the things we're speaking about at the beginning of the year are very grave and very, very transformative. And I don't want to use that as a buzzword because it's kind of a cliche for Pluto. I truly mean it as in the things that we're speaking about are changing things for the long term. And believe it or not, I am filming this right before the election in November because I film my videos the month ahead before they come out as a means of getting them ready, like for my editor and for me to be able to do some of the back end SEO in the weeks to come. So I'm sure that in watching this now, you're like, oh my God, you have no idea. And maybe I did have an idea if some of my predictions were right, and maybe I was just fucking wrong and you're all embarrassed for me and I have like no audience now. So anyway, yeah. Intense, dark kind of communication starting off at the beginning of the year. From the 9th through the 11th, we have Mercury then in Aquarius conjunct Jupiter and Saturn and square Uranus in Taurus. So I have a full video on Saturn in Aquarius for the next 2 years now. I have a full video on the great conjunction of Jupiter and Saturn that tones the next 200 years. So check those out. But this is indicating that we are now speaking on the collective theme that is activated for the next 3 years, overlaying the next 200 of long-term building towards something that challenges accustomed norms. And I don't mean that in a vague way. I mean like definitively what is built this year is going to tone a lot of the next 200 years for a structure that is hard work and that takes a lot of dedication, but that is more utilitarian for the greater well-being. This really is happening in Aquarius with Saturn in Dignity, with Jupiter there accentuating the more constructive significations of Saturn's seriousness, and it is square the rebellious Uranus in Taurus. So there is some pushback between conservative ideology and liberatory or almost anarchist progressive ideology, not just like leftism. I mean like real, like wanting to like overthrow the system kind of, which I guess in some sense is leftism, but Uranus is more forceful. So there's a push and a pull between like, do we play it safe and lobby for change, or do we like fucking overthrow it? And maybe this makes sense now that you're hearing this in late December, January. Maybe this makes sense with what's happened. But Mercury conjoining this alignment is activating it to be spoken about big time once we get into the middle of the month. The 11th through the 21st, we have Jupiter and Saturn in Aquarius square Mars, Mars conjunct Uranus in Taurus. This is us feeling that desire to build a new structure and commit ourselves to it, and yet we're both lazy and impatient about it. There's this at odds with like, why the fuck hasn't this happened yet? Yet we're still sitting in front of the TV having done none of the work yet. That's very much Mars in Taurus square Uranus, or conjunct Uranus. And so it's this complex yet focalized theme of how do I idealistically build this new structure, and how do I still satisfy the urge to feel stable and grounded, yet stimulated while I'm doing something that takes long, hard work. Like, how do I feel rejuvenated, but also like enjoyable while I'm doing laying brick by brick of a structure? So it's both impatient and lazy. There's a new moon in Capricorn on the 13th. I have a full video on this new moon that you can check out once it is public, which may or may not be, you know, might be a little ways after this video, maybe before, we'll see. But this new moon I actually like. It is conjunct Pluto. So again, the Plutonian themes of the underworld, the psychological turmoil, the manipulation even might be there. But this is a new moon that is not in the rays of like really difficult planets. It is not directly harmed. It is not an eclipse. I like it because it's kind of this like mastermind quality of where are we going to start our big business venture and like take over the world. So I like it. But it's a collective new beginning for like seriously, okay, we're dedicating ourselves to this. There's no fucking around. We're in this. On the 15th, we have the Sun conjunct Pluto in Capricorn. So definitely on the 15th, I see some illumination of a leader who might be operating from the agenda of a power play. I'm really hoping it's not the leader that I think it is when I'm talking about this before the election. Like, I'm praying, oh my God, okay, I'm gonna stop talking about it because if I'm fucking wrong all over the place, I'm just gonna be embarrassing myself. And then I'm like, yeah, this video is just gonna get terrible comments on it, which I've already thrown up today because I'm in the beginning. Like, I'm recording this at the time period where I'm dealing with like fucking senators posting my videos and being like, oh my God, like, believe this over the polls, haha. Yeah, I'm kind of, I'm going through it right now. But you know, we're filming. This is meeting you in the future where hopefully things have calmed down. Anyway, from the 19th to the 22nd, Mars will be exactly conjunct Uranus and Taurus. So this is by far the most like pivotal time of the month in terms of Mars in its exile. It's in the sign opposite to the sign it rules when it's in Taurus. So it's uncomfortable. Like Mars wants to do shit and Taurus wants to enjoy shit. So it's kind of like, how do I get things done from like a little vacation in Bali? How do I get things done? How do I exercise without lifting a finger? How do I get my work done without opening my computer? Like that's kind of Mars and Taurus. Conjunct Uranus, again, it's impatient and it's shocking and it's rebellious. So I honestly see that there might be some kind of rebellion or uprising that takes place online. Like people are not getting up and doing things. Maybe it's too cold, but I see very passive aggressive annihilation. Which isn't a bad thing. Like Mars conjunct Uranus is not a bad thing. It's just notable. On the 23rd through the 31st, the Sun is then conjoining Jupiter and Saturn in Aquarius and squaring Mars and Uranus in Taurus. So from the 23rd to the end of the month, there's a definite tone of leadership activating the dynamic between dedicated, idealistic, pragmatic building and impatient rebellion. There's a leader that is like trying to address this. So yeah, I see the inauguration is definitely possibly trying to reconcile the agendas of like building things and rebelling on part of people who are like lazy and impatient. Not that that's good or bad people. It's just like the collective theme I see. Then on the 28th, so within that time period, we have a full moon in Leo. And yeah, I have a full video coming out on this. But this full moon in Leo is not like your average dramatic, like nice little extra full moon in Leo. It's actually kind of serious. It's like we're performing something very intentionally to be the final paragraph of the first chapter. Like we have what we're setting our mind to and we're declaring it and releasing it. Like the very first bump has built up. So it's this curated performativity that I'm also looking forward to. I like that it's activating the Jupiter-Saturn conjunction. I like that, but it's different than the usual Leo full moon. So this month, as I say, is really serious. So if you have any thoughts and you're aware of how this could be manifesting in your life or in the world, and maybe like other things came true from December and November that you want to share, let me know down below. I always love to read your non-hateful comments. So let me know down below. And in the meantime, let's pull a tarot card here. So we have the Seven of Swords, and usually upright, this is the Lord of Futility. This is like telling, like you can see this guy has gathered his shit. He has his swords and he's leaving. With it inverted or reversed, it's telling you not to leave. Like, do not get up and leave. It's telling us to dedicate. It's telling us to like stick with it and build something. And finally, for a Law of Attraction card here, we have, and I feel like this is gonna be a big one. I don't know, I just feel like it. When focusing upon solutions, I feel good. Focusing upon a solution brings you positive emotion. Focusing upon a problem brings you negative emotion. While the differences are subtle, they are very important. For when you are feeling positive emotion, you are attracting into your experiences that which you want. When you are feeling negative emotion, you are in the process of attracting that which you do not want. So in our own lives, focusing on solutions. This is what I needed to hear right now anyway, as I'm like reeling from social media backlash bullshit. Focus on solutions here and now. What can you do to change that? Because doing the same thing over and over and expecting different results is insanity. And this year has to be fucking different. So if you enjoyed this, check out my webinars down below. I would love to have you start learning and check out my memberships down below. I now have like memberships on my website with so many cool offerings and free like downloads and content and cool things that I'm so excited to share. So if you want to become a member and get first access to my readings, lovely to have you there. Otherwise, as always, let me know down below what's coming up for you. Sending all the love, and I will see you in the next one. Suddenly extremely congested as I record this, which is very strange because I felt fine about 10 minutes ago, but now I have to sneeze. This happens to me like once a year. There's a day where the entire day I feel like I have to sneeze. I never sneeze. It's absolute hell. It's not like I'm sick, but it's like there's one pollen that has not overtaken me, but it's like triggering an almost sneeze. It's fucking terrible. So I'm going to keep this exit, this outro pretty short, but I'm wishing you all an amazing entrance into the new year. I have such incredible, exciting projects. projects coming up. And that sounds so like, I remember when I used to watch influencers and people growing up and they'd be like, I have projects I can't talk about. And I was like, bitch, what? Like posting on Instagram, like what? But in all honesty, I have so many cool things for the new year that when they are out and when they are finished will be just, you know, more value and more greatness that I can bring to the world and offer, which is so exciting. So I'm wishing you an optimistic, realistic, pragmatic, motivated entrance to 2021. And I will see you, actually the next episode will come out on the 31st. So I'll see you before then. But in the meantime, have an awesome preparation. Happy holidays. Sat Nam.